welcome back to the Nutramedical Report. And, of course, we have the American Healthcare Act is now passed on to the Senate. That is going to probably be completely rewritten. It's my guess that it's going to be the fall before you hear anything. People, for some reason or other, there are both Democrats and Republicans who think that this is somehow something that they're going to, quote, solve with the current parameters they're talking about. And I put together a very important half hour, 32-and-a-half video to explain about the parameters that need to be done to actually fix healthcare permanently. And, yeah, I do include Dr. Price's plan and Dr. Cassidy's plan, but those are kind of fixing the outside areas. They don't really fix the underlying problems of healthcare. We need to do a number of things. Firstly, we need to get away from insurance and go to a value-added or VAT tax. Number two, we need to get rid of malpractice. So there's no malpractice at all. It's mediation, and if someone's doing something wrong, catch them early, retrain them, or delicense them if they're dangerous or there's something seriously wrong. Number three, we need to have portability. So there's no such thing as state licensure anymore. It's national licensure, and it's not associated with the government or Health and Human Services, that it's a private professional organizations. We need to allow lateral training. Someone can start off as a nurse and become, say, an obstetrician or a medic in the Marines and become a surgeon. So this needs to happen. We need to get away from fee-for-service and go to salaries. This idea, even in socialist countries like Germany, Britain, and Canada, of fee-for-service is, again, another way to control physicians and make sure that they do what you want in terms of, quote, standard of care, which may not allow any innovation because medicine is an art based on science. We need to go into a functional, we call anti-aging wellness medicine, where we look at the ecology of what it is to be a human being in an ecological system where toxic food with GMO, toxic vaccines are being forced on us and so-called mandated in schools and after. There's 271 vaccines in the pipeline for adults alone that they would like to foist on us and mandate. And again, under Obamacare and under health care, like the kind of plan that they're putting here in California, you can guarantee it that they will have some pretty serious psychological game playing to make sure you follow their plan. They don't really want to extend human lifespan, but this is very obvious. The healthcare system, for example, doesn't deal with the nutrition of a 96-year-old that's in hospital because of an aortic stenosis. And yes, the surgeons do a great job of opening up the aortic stenosis, but they don't necessarily nourish that person because they may have no digestive enzymes, and they don't give them a balanced diet or hyperalimentation line or feeding tube to make up for the fact they're starving while they're in hospital. So I want you to tell you, I have the complete solution, and if you look at the plan that I put together, it includes Dr. Klatz's 10-point plan and the 8 points of Dr. Cassidy's, which are pretty straightforward, pretty simple. But I expand on that considerably, and I show exactly what needs to be done to fix healthcare. Then number one, dramatically reduce the cost of occupational medicine so that we can actually afford to build things in America. The biggest barrier isn't just regulations, it's the cost of occupational medicine. The average cost of a vehicle in America is anywhere from $8,000 to $12,000 more to build it in Ohio instead of Ontario, Canada, because of simply the charges for occupational health care. So if you don't fix the plan the way I'm recommending, and again, I say this very seriously to both Donald Trump, Dr. Price, and Dr. Cassidy and others, and you keep playing around with it, including the Republicans or Democrats, and if the Democrats get in power next time, and they keep playing around with it, we eventually will move to a single-payer system, but it won't fix it. The healthcare system in Canada, I call eugenicare. If you're a certain age or a certain Apache score in the hospital, they kill you. If you have a genetic defect, such as Fragile X syndrome or some other genetic defect or birth defect, they abort you, okay, and they harass you. And I recall just talking to my wife, Michelle, how much they tried to harass me, but Dr. Deagle is not the person you want to harass. It's like really a bad idea. This without me giving it really elaborate and ugly. Legally and otherwise, I'm not the guy to cross. So I want you to understand, I'm your big brother. I'm looking out for you, Americans. And not only Americans, we should be an example of how healthcare should be run around the world, which is preventive healthcare. Every home should have a QRMA machine. Every center should have a center where there's fitness centers, genetic testing, organic acids, metabolic testing to catch disease before it develops into cancer, heart disease, or heart attack, or whatever, because the specific parameters and technologies are around, including conventional medicine. For example, if you have somebody that could be at risk and they have hypertension of a heart problem, You need to do an endopad or endothelix test to see if their perfusion is normal. You need to do an echocardiogram of their heart. You can do an MRA, magnetic resonance angiogram, to see if they have blocked arteries, or high-speed CT scan for calcium score. You can do a Sinti cardiolite scan to see if they have blocked arteries or need a stent because they waited too long and had such a crappy diet. Plus, they've never dealt with their free radicals because they're borderline diabetic and hypothyroid, which virtually is almost, you know, a guarantee that you're going to develop heart disease. When we see people developing early changes in their brain due to a quantitative electroencephalogram or other changes, we can prevent them from dysmyelinating or losing neurotransmitters and becoming demented. So most of the disease, is 90%+, is actually due to aging of organ systems, which we have to look at the genetics, the epigenetics, the organic acids, the heavy metals, and all the other things, and we can fix it. Let's put it this way. If you want to call it, a really good body mechanic, and I want to train other doctors and health professionals around the world, because I applied myself to medicine rather than building nuclear weapons from grade 11 to go to MIT. And thank God for the world I didn't, because believe me, the world would be a lot worse place if I had gone to do that, because I have skill sets, let's put it that way. So I want to challenge people out there, and I get very few challenges, unfortunately, for your sake, where I say that, you know, there are a number of people that I bring on the program that are really excellent. Jonathan Gray, an ancient archaeologist who speaks not only analytically but prophetically. Dr. Bob Thiel, the Continuing Church of God, that speaks analytically and prophetically about what's going on in our day and age and has a heart to actually tell people what solutions are. We see nations like America that are teetering on the edge of either repentance and moving toward a more righteous nation, including healthcare, or teetering toward really bad things that can really create a world of terror for the entire planet, including a cybernetic or digital money, which they're already experimenting with in India. I want to give you solutions for every problem that mankind is presented with, and I will. This is one of the skill sets and the godly gifts God's given to me, to not only discern your health solutions, but your spiritual solutions, to get relationship with the Most High instead of real lies going on or false religion, which there's tons out there. I want to actually give you new information that we are going to be launching also in our podcast network. So a lot of our guests will be able to podcast up audio and video to our network. And I've set up a special simulcast event over at our live stream channel. So there's a specific sub-channel for each of our new hosts that are actually going to be doing simulcasting, which means they'll contact me. I'll be the producer and host. Bring them on video, and we will be putting up a lot of new information that's going to help people in many different realms. It's important for people to understand that we are the media. The media exists right now is not only useless but dangerous, because it lies to people, it covers things superficially, it doesn't provide solutions, it constantly keeps people in a state of agitation, and God doesn't want you in agitation. He wants you to understand that He's on the throne. He's not nervous, and He's going to provide us solutions. And He's going to send people like me, and there's lots of us. There's a large cloud of believers that are good people with skill sets intellectually and spiritually. They're here to foster and bring forth the bride, which is godly people that literally are, in a sense, the cohabitation or the temple of the Most High, that are going to be the bride of the Most High when we create a new kingdom on earth. And it won't end in a millennium. We've had two millennia to rule and reign with God already. That's another foolish lie. Or that there's going to be a rapture of good taken out while the evil will be left here on the planet. It's not going to happen. So I'm going to clear up each of these apostate belief systems and replace them with something that's godly, isn't stressful, and tells you that no matter how bad things get, and believe me, they're going to get a lot worse than they are. I expect after the election of Macron, which is not going to fix the economic and the Hiraj, the Muslim invasion problems, that you're going to see Europe plunge into a economic morass and disaster. The economies in Italy and France have been dying. Well, Germany's doing well because they're loaning money to others, but Germany itself is caught in this terrible deep hole with a million to a million and a half Muslim immigrants destroying their culture. And they're not reproducing. The Europeans aren't. They're just waiting to be taken over by Muslim invaders, which is ridiculous. You know, the third jihad or third Hiraj, now pocketed by the rise of the Neo-Ottoman Empire under Erdogan, is creating a situation in Europe where within 5 years, large minorities of the populations of various nations in Europe will be Muslim, and Sharia law will be in large territories with no-go zones already in places like France and Germany. And in Norway, by the way. Even there's one shopping mall in Stockholm, Sweden, for example, is now completely taken over by these unemployed Muslim immigrants that are getting all kinds of money with less than, I think it's 500 that are employed out of 165,000 have been brought to Sweden. So these people are suicidally, and the word for it is, ignorant and stupid. They are destroying their own culture at the behest of the elite. And now that Macron got 90% of the votes in Paris, the gutless French are going to pay for it. They've become irreligious over the last century, and now they're going to pay for it with their culture being finally catastrophically destroyed. And eventually, hopefully, maybe Le Pen will come back in 4 years, and this idiot Macron will be proven to be another vassal of the banks and the globalists. And just like George Bush, who was a vassal of the PNAC people, and Obama was even worse, deconstructing America's military and our healthcare system to destroy it, and subjugating the American people to terror. So, bringing in illegals and MS-13 and doing nothing about it, but promising that if Hillary get in, she'd increase the numbers. So you need to understand, we are the media. We are the spokespeople for the Most High God. We are the sons of Issachar. We are the Kohens. We are the ones, the ancient ones that have come back to you before the time of the end. We are the ones that are trying to set you straight on these things. That's why we have great people on this program. For example, Andrew Shatkins actually closed his legal practice to do more writing and speaking and so on. So he'll be on regularly. We have Rob Roselli. Rob, of course, is an amazing young author of his books, Pleased to Meet You and the Un-American Genocidal Complex. By un, he means United Nations, which, of course, is set up in a slaughterhouse area of New York City. Very apt to call it the World Slaughterhouse, in fact. We have great leaders such as Barbie Ingley, who will be back on Thursday talking about her foundation dealing with chronic pain. And chronic pain, whether it's physical or psychic pain, is a major problem because if you don't have customers, you can't have an illegal drug explosion, which is destroying the soul of America. Young people in pain and psychic pain because they have no hope. They have no hope because they have false church, false government that doesn't seem to accomplish anything, which is why most people don't trust the Congress or the Senate. Will they come up with a health bill that will be rational? I don't know, but I can tell you I've laid out the parameters of what needs to be in a health bill. That means no more insurance, no more malpractice, no more fee-for-service, no more non-portability, no more state licensing to persecute doctors like me and others that are just simply competing by bringing things like hyperbaric oxygen therapy or competing group with one of their other groups, like an orthopedic surgery group competing with another group, or chemotherapy like Dr. Brzezinski in the state of Texas bringing in gene-based cancer treatment, which is now going to become the standard, as now the FDA in the last 10 years is doing research after we sued them and sued the Texas State Medical Board. So you need to understand, I don't break. I'm unbreakable. I'm going to lead you no matter how your attitude is toward me, and I care about you whether you think I'm a maniac or not. I'm going to still be your big brother. I'm going to still be here to be a witness to you about the truth of what's going to have to be done. And I'm going to provide you protocols of wellness and give you leadership toward a life extension program, which I'm pioneering with Dr. Ron Klatz. This year I'll be presenting in December my protocol. We didn't last year, but I've upgraded tremendously. At the National International Meeting in Las Vegas, I'm patenting my technology for 3D organ printing, which I will be the primary patent owner of that patent. And you need to understand, I'm going to provide you, the listener out there, with the very best nutraceutical, so don't think you can second-guess Dr. Deagle. You're a fool if you think you can second-guess me. That includes if you are a health professional and think you know how to implement these things without my training you. And my knowledge base is moving forward at the speed of light. You need to know that. And I will provide you the imaging tests, the genetic tests, the organic acid tests, metabolites, heavy metal tests, not just quantum testing like QRMA and metapathia, but more advanced technology which I'm developing using spectral analyzers, using technologies that are now advanced, veterinary certified labs like Genova, Metametrics, Dunwoody Labs, Doctors Data, Great Plains Laboratory. I can tell you there is no test on earth that I cannot analyze, including MRI, CT scans, PET scans, quantitative electroencephalograms, et cetera, et cetera. So I'm going to provide this information for you and for your health providers to make sure that when I'm gone, because someday I will be, the words that I'm saying to you will ring to provide stability to a civilization that has the right to continue on and become a millennial quantum civilization that can survive its own technology, such as the singularity, genetic engineering, and the disappearance of labor. Labor's going. I personally think we should have not social services, but a minimum wage that no one makes less than a certain amount of money so they can buy basic things like food, water, clothing, etc. I'm not talking about a social nanny state. I'm talking about the fact that labor is being destroyed in every nation, not just here. And robotics and manufacturing change, what is an economy? Economy will be intellectual ideas. Economy will be, you know, home care. Economy will be life extension technologies. Economy will be, yes, building infrastructure and high-speed rail and other things, but economy will be completely different than what we have now. 90% of the new jobs that will exist 10 years from now have not even been invented yet. Haven't been invented yet. And you don't have to just be in Silicon Valley looking at digital. We're talking about healthcare jobs. For example, one of the things in my healthcare plan is everybody in America should have their stem cells stored in a stem cell bank at more than one site. So if one site goes down, they're at another site. Everybody in America has the right to receive care without any barriers, either from conception, by the way, so abortion is abolished. I'm not just a pro-lifer. I believe in abolition of abortion. Because if you don't, if let's say I went to the dark side, because I'm quite capable of doing that, but God help us, Dr. Deagle, you pray for me and I will stay righteous. But I have the skill sets to take those fetuses and so do many other doctors and scientists and start genetically tweaking them to create cyborgs, super soldiers, or to create a new form of what we call X-Men, Superman, or women, or intersex, or even part animal, if you want to call it that, where you actually create Zootopia in this modern world. If you think it's not possible, I can give you the equipment list and the technical specs of how to do it. So don't think that when I present information to you that you are not challenged, because it's your job to ask me questions to put me on the spot. And I don't, as far as I can see so far, I don't get any takers. Once in a while I get somebody who wants to do an ad hominem attack or say something completely foolish like the flat earth. But I want real questions. I want questions that put me on the spot to say, can you find a solution to this? For example, and I'll just run through a series of major issues that are not being dealt with. I just got my notice last week about earthquake insurance. And, of course, it says that something like 90% of Californians are within 30 miles of a fault zone. Well, that's not exactly true. We live about 75 to 90 miles. They're already doing telluric current measurements across fault zones in California through the universities here. I know how to use noise-canceling technology to convert a megaquake every, say, 300 years to microquakes every day. They worry about the ozone layer. Well, first off, shut down and clear up the mess that all the nuclear reactors are releasing radiotoxins that are not only harming people but chewing up the ozone layer. Shut down Fukushima Daiichi, where all the supply companies are from America, and I have yet to hear a scientist or technician or nuclear scientist to challenge my technical answers how to fix Fukushima Daiichi. Talk about the carbon oxygen cycle, why the oxygen levels dropped from 21 to 19%. I can tell you it's very simple. Genetically engineer a acid and toxin-resistant phytoplankton in the oceans to start the carbon oxygen cycle back up so the oxygen doesn't drop further and the CO2 doesn't spike through the ceiling in the atmosphere. So you present me with a question in any sphere of any human activity on Earth, and I will provide you an answer or a solution or framework to find the answer in relatively quick order. Do it. Be brave. I want to play that song, Sarah Bareilles. 800-313-9443. Don't just think of a good question. Call in. 800-313-9443.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app. a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I can get too. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
It's the end of ignorance. It's the end of not asking good questions. In fact, if I was to say one thing that I want people out there listening to do, it's not necessarily to believe anything I say or any of our guests, but to evaluate it, to ask better questions. And once you do have the truth, whatever portion you can absorb, then act on it. If we are people of action, the people of truth, the people that seek and find and own the truth ourselves, whatever portion we can accept, then our nation will become righteous again. Then we'll become a Christian nation again. Then we'll become a nation of compassion and not consider foolish statements such as healthcare is not a constitutional right. A pox on those idiots who say those kind of things when we passed the Veterans Care Act over 100 years ago and EMTALA so that people wouldn't be strapped to ambulance gurneys shoved outside the emergency room doors to suffocate in their own blood and mucus after a gunshot wound or die of a pulmonary embolus. I am not going to tolerate that kind of behavior. Not. I don't care when people try to shove this constitutional stuff. Guess what? If Congress, which is constitutional, passes laws that gives health care, and now that people know health care is a right, firstly, whatever bill comes out of the Senate has to have all these elements of compassion. They can move by grades, and whether Donald Trump does it or a future administration, all Americans deserve to have health care like the ancient society of Israel where the Cohens were paid the tithes not for the church, but to make sure they didn't go into business, and they never charged a fee for service or came to your door with a bill. They just simply arrived because they were the Cohens, the priesthood class, that not only took care of you if you're sick, but also condemned buildings and went into the Holy of Holies and the 24 family cycle with a rope tied to their leg. So if they were unrighteous and you stopped hearing the a cappella of the high priest's prayers, their dead carcass was hauled out underneath the curtain of sea cow skins because God had killed them before they had poured blood on the horns of the altar. That's the kind of level of righteousness we have to have in health care. If they're not pro-people right from the moment of conception to their natural death, and hopefully we can extend that so people aren't dying at 70 and 80 after the last 20 or 30 years of their life in misery. They're dying with advanced nutraceutical and pharmaceutical research, advanced medical diagnostics and genetics and epigenetics, advanced morphogenic field therapy and removing toxins, whether it's building materials that are toxic to your body, local nuclear reactors are releasing thorium and other isotopes, or Fukushima Daiichi, because we're in the tailpipe of this monster. It's funny, my wife just brought some cherries before me and said, Bill, why are these cherries all looking funny? I said, because they're Fukushima cherries. Just being sarcastic. But the fact is, if you go around Fukushima Daiichi and look at the strange things going on with the plants, where they're forcing people to go back to their homes in areas that are near Fukushima Daiichi in northern Japan, the plants are all mutant. And the children are suffering what's called radiological dwarfism. Now, I treat today people in Japan, today. And it's really disgusting to hear people not raise questions about it or not be concerned about it. In America, the radiation coming across and precipitating down in rain or snow on the American population or on our food supply. Do you want to know this information or do you want to just keep your head buried? Do you want to realize, for example, one of our callers who actually talks about the idea of formaldehyde, carbon monoxide, and other toxins coming off of cooking stoves in your home, that's minor compared to the switching mode power supply that's constantly pumping scalar radiation to your home or Fukushima Daiichi or the toxic building materials that are going to give you cancer. You have to understand there are people like me that do know, and we are trying to intervene, but by and large we're persecuted by the current healthcare system, the current geopolitical system, or what I call the intelligence and other mafia that try to suppress the truth because they really don't care about the human population. So unless you're a real environmentalist, a real healthcare provider of any type, whether you're a chiropractor or acupuncturist, whatever, that really care about people, you're going to ignore all these things and pretend that they really aren't a problem or they're not your problem. That's why I beg the people out there, including you listening right now, to have the cojones to call in and raise a question, but don't be as stupid in your question. Raise a good question. Raise a question that makes people think, even if it hurts. 800-313-9443. I'm going to get into protocols and the news and much more, but my video is up now. You can watch it on a live stream. You can watch it on YouTube, on Vimeo. It's being podcast all over the blogosphere, and it's being sent to Dr. Price and Donald Trump and Steve Bannon.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Medical report. We're going to touch on some major news items that are cooking right now. Of course, I'd like to kind of open things up in terms of what's happening on a judge and what's happening. District Court is now looking at the travel ban and this extreme vetting. I'm sure that eventually they're going to be proven that this is totally constitutional what Donald Trump has done. And extreme vetting, by the way, we not only incorporate the questions from Bill Warner, which he had 92 questions we reviewed about a month ago, but questions for people coming from other countries that may have wound harm in America. The next thing, of course, is that at a awards dinner, they put at the top here of Drudge that Bones is back. We're talking about the Obama. And meddling, of course, with Trump and cash for climate speech. He's going to get a climate speech in Europe. He's going to give and get cash for it. Again, more about the climate when this man understands nothing. He is a danger to the world. Nothing about climate. They want climate control so that they can get a world tax to have a world reaction force and have global government, global world government with no representation from the nation states or the people of the planet. That's what these maniacs want to do. And we also have, of course, new evidence now that looks like the Abominator literally vetted and unmasked the names of perhaps up to thousands of people, many of them, of course, within not only the Trump administration, but, you know, pro-Trump congressmen and senators, like including Rand Paul. Did the NSA spy on him? We have the election of Macron, which is a crime against the French people. And the French people, if they did this to themselves, they are suicidally stupid. You have to understand the barrage of millions of Muslims will destroy the culture of France. Their economy is in the tank, and he has to deal with all these issues. And a third of French voters spoiled their ballots or abstained. Populism halted? No, there's a lot more at stake here. The media were so strongly in support of Macron, who's just a stand-up comedian for the globalists and the bankers. It's just ridiculous. I think also we're going to have to start seeing that the Iran minister of war Saudi Arabia after battle comments. So there's a coming war between Iran and Saudi Arabia, and of course we talked about this with Bill Salas last year, that Saudi Arabia is going to take it. They're going to end up eventually getting the burden of the desert of the sea. They're going to get nuked in a war with Iran and Russia. And it's not going to be pleasant. And the state of Israel, even though they've got the Samson option, are pushing the envelope toward the Middle Eastern nations getting armed with nukes, one way or the other. In fact, we gave nukes to AQ Khan in Pakistan. I guarantee you that a lot of that technology went through to North Korea. And we're fully aware of the fact that the reason why Kim Jong-un has nukes is because we actually gave the technology through AQ Khan in Pakistan through to the North Koreans. We're aware of that because we want to maintain this dialectic over multiple administrations. So America is meddling and playing around is causing all kinds of disasters all over the world. That's what I see happening. When we look at Obama, he urges Congress to show courage on Obamacare repeal. First off, you don't want to repeal it. You want to completely replace it with something that I've presented in this video that explains how you have to completely re-engineer health care. This idea of Obamacare doesn't touch the big insurance carriers, doesn't get rid of malpractice, doesn't get rid of fee-for-service, doesn't get rid of cost portability or lateral training. It doesn't do anything except drive the cost up so high eventually it destroys not only healthcare providers and hospitals, but kills patients, even with their so-called death panels. So for this monster to continue to push that Obamacare is valid, when one-third of Americans by this later this year will not even have more than one insurance carrier that can supply so-called options, it's just obscene. This man is insane. He's not an American. He's a liar-in-chief during the 8 years he deconstructed America, and he's now getting giant fees, including a $65 million fee for his upcoming book, and $400,000 recently for speaking with banks that he supposedly was against. So what a monster he is. And, you know, people need to start kind of grasping exactly who is running our nation and not believe them. And that includes both the left and the right. Now, I'm still on the Trump train, but I know people have to understand. He's starting to understand politics. It's not a straightforward situation. Now that they've got it out of the House to the Senate's going to rewrite this bill. It's my guess that Bill Cassidy, who did work with people that had very little or no insurance, they'll rewrite the bill to look a lot more like what I'm presenting, which is to fix health care permanently. Do these things that I mentioned, and then you won't be worried about revisiting it. You'll make America competitive to take care of everybody. You'll keep people healthy so they'll live longer and continue working. And you won't allow toxic things in our toxic vaccines, toxic food that's genetically modified, toxic poisons like glyphosate from Roundup on our wheat, and all kinds of things that ecologically are destroying the health of Americans, including Wi-Fi networks, cell phones, and smart grid. And the fact that they aren't fixing the post-geriatric nuclear reactors that are releasing radiation all over the country. We need to visit these things and understand that the person in a town or city across America exposed to this is going to be sequentially destroyed. So that's what's happening. let's get back into talking about some of our latest protocols. And I do this every weekend. I will be doing one today, actually, after the big video I did yesterday for 32 and a half minutes on healthcare. And I go over all the latest wellness protocols I've done over the last number of days, usually a week, and do an update. And I put down the bare bones protocol. Those will be updated to not only the wellness conditions for our special customers that order regularly and our vetted through Michelle to actually have the passwords to get access to the full wellness conditions. That's the only way you get it, by the way. You can't buy your way into it. And we will be putting together videos over the next few months to actually showcase some of the main protocols and put videos that will be up everywhere from YouTube to Facebook to live stream, etc. I had a request from someone regarding their child with Hashimoto's thyroiditis. And people have to understand Hashimoto's means it's, there's antibodies against the fractions of the thyroid gland, the microsomal fraction, and the thyroglobulin protein that converts to thyroid hormone. First thing you want to do in the first stage is to actually replace the hormones with a glandular. For God's sake, do not use a synthetic, levothyroxine or Synthroid. It doesn't work for anybody. And the way to tell it doesn't work is to measure free T4, free T3, free reverse T3, high sensitivity TSH, and a total body temperature chart. And you'll find they're hypothermic and they're functionally hypothyroid and have a high ratio of reverse thyroid hormone, free reverse thyroid hormone to T3. T3 only has a half-life of 5.5 minutes, so when you're measuring serum levels, it doesn't tell you what's in the brain compartment or the liver compartment or other body compartments that are controlled by the autonomic nervous system. You need selenium cruciferate. Selenium is necessary along with 6 other minerals. The most important is monoatomic iodine or neutriodine, and then the other 5 minerals and minerals plus. Now, you have to monitor a core body temperature chart and measure free T4, free T3, and free reverse T3 roughly every 3 to 6 months, and an HS or high sensitivity TSH. Most people who've had thyroid problems also have adrenals, so they may need adrenal support, DHEA, and pregnenolone cream in order to replace those hormones. So it's not so easy. They also may have what's called somatopause, which means their growth hormone levels are in their boots, and you can't tell unless you measure not only the growth hormone binding protein, but the actual growth hormone level. And you think your doctor knows how to do that? Of course not. They don't even have the faintest idea how to even start. But I can tell you what to do, and you can often order many of these tests yourself and then bring it to your doctor. And the secret weapon is don't ask your doctor to call me. Get their contact, their Skype, their phone number, their email, and I'll contact them. I will train somebody up free just to get them to get on program and find out there's federally certified labs that can do these tests and they can actually know how to practice medicine, which most haven't got the faintest clue how to do modern 21st century medicine. I had a request from someone regarding their essential tremor. And to start off with, the core is brain mag, which is magnesium L-threonate. Now, people say, well, I take magnesium. Firstly, the only tolerated magnesium peripherally is magnesium glycinate malate. But to cross the blood-brain barrier, you have to take magnesium L-threonate, because otherwise, it doesn't. And you also want things to reduce the brain inflammation due to what's called the N-methyl-D-aspartate receptor. That's brain power. You can add on advanced protocol Cognition Plus, which includes neurotransmitter control, and to increase brain metabolism, CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol, because only the ubiquinol level of CoQ10 crosses again the blood-brain barrier. It's also the reserve form that's back converted to CoQ10 in the periphery for your heart and blood vessels and your muscles and other tissues. So that's a starter protocol. And if it doesn't correct the tremor, there's other things that I can do. But again, that's the we call the starter and the next level of control. Let's look at one of the next protocols. Okay. Somebody wants to know what to do with chickenpox. Well, first off, chickenpox is herpes zoster virus, and it bubbles up from the pericardium or the nerve cell body to the skin. It can occur in children, but it also can stay in the nerve cell body for decades. And when your immune system starts to fail in your fourth, fifth, sixth decade, etc., you can start to have a bubble up of that, and it can be very nasty, and it can cause permanent nerve damage and a chronic pain syndrome. So the first thing to do is NutriSilver. You spray the areas every 2 hours. You take orally at least 2 or maybe all 3 of the antipathogenics, including Neutrodyne, 15 drops in water 3 times a day. And for a child that has chicken pox, you give them, say, a third of that dosage or 5 drops. You give them NutriDefense, which is going to block the virus spreading throughout the body. And if it's a child, half a capsule, you can make in a smoothie. And I'd recommend you add to that NutriSilver orally as well as just spraying on the body. And you can open up a capsule of Allicin-Med and give, say, a third of a capsule to a child in a smoothie 3 times a day. But don't just think chickenpox should run its course. You want to kill the virus off and make sure it doesn't cause a permanent rest in various nerves, let's say the intercostal nerves in your chest. So 3 or 4 decades from now, it'll break out and cause a horrible pain syndrome. Or if it gets to the eye, it can go across the and cause what's called a dendritic ulceration of the cornea, can cause permanent visual damage, requiring a corneal transplant. So don't think it's a minor thing. It's important to make sure you get rid of the virus in its stealth form. And we don't know if the stealth form also triggers off various kinds of illness, because no one's ever done any studies to see if there's immune homology with either the virus or virus attached to other body proteins that can actually cause autoimmune conditions. Like, we know that autoimmune conditions can occur with, say, Lyme or Lyme-like parasites in MS. And we know that Mycoplasma fermenta incognita that can actually trigger off rheumatoid arthritis depending on your HLA haplotype. So you need to be aware of that. When someone wants to start sending me information and it looks like they need to go to a consult, I recommend they start by purchasing 2 time units with a consult, fill in the 11-page history form, which is download product information, start attaching imaging and labs, or send me a Google Drive share if you put it up on a Google Drive or an iCloud. And then if you send me a share, I can actually just pull it off the drive and put it on my servers, because I have lots of memory storage. I have a custom-made supercomputer, and that way if you call me 6 months or 3 months from now, I can pull up your old imaging studies and other things if I've been consulted. Or medical legal consults, by the way, which I do also. Sometimes people will send me kind of very little information, and then they have a very long letter, like one of these gentlemen over in Britain. I won't mention his first name. It's an unusual name. But it's important you give me enough medical legal details about the situation, what's going on, so I can actually help you recover. So if it looks like it's getting too complex, it probably means you need to do a consultation and fill in the 11-page form, send me all the documents, and then let me analyze it. Don't try to be your own doctor. You're wasting your time. You're emotionally involved. You're not trained or to understand these things. And even if you're a health professional, one of the hardest things to do is to talk to health professionals that think that they can analyze and figure out their own condition when they're not trained in that specialty. If they were, it might help. They don't know anything about functional medicine. They know nothing about genetics or organic acids or metabolism or heavy metals. They're basically completely ignorant, and because they have a MD, DO, or chiropractic degree, they think somehow they're qualified to analyze their condition when it's a whole different specialty that's more complex than any other area within medicine. What I do is more complex than any other area in medicine, because it incorporates everything. Surgery, intermediate metabolism, scalar biophysics, toxicology, heavy metals, intermediate metabolism, toxic immunology, infectious disease. It incorporates everything. And if you think that somebody that has a letters behind their name somehow magically knows this, no, they need to be trained by someone like me or the very small number of people like me in the entire world that belong to these academies like Anti-Aging Environmental Advancement of Medicine. Multiple sclerosis is a good example. MS, you want to take Neurogen to remyelinate the nerve fibers. You want to take sphingolin to turn off the T lymphocytes attacking the oligodendrocytes. You want to take Maligna Arrest, a packet twice a day with a ketogenic diet. You want to take apoptogenic agents like ellagic acid and Maligna Block to actually repair the DNA. You want to take Power C Plus and full vitamin K2 to turn off and alkalinize the tissues. You want to boost the immune modulation to turn off the cytokines and the activated T lymphocytes with NutriImmune 26Y, 2 capsules twice a day, antipathogenics Neutrodyne, 15 drops in water 3 times a day, Cell Defense Plus, which is our special absorbed curcumin, the most powerful on the planet, Maligna Block, we mentioned already, sulforaphane glycosinolate is an apoptogenic agent and DNA repair. We need to turn off the free radicals occurring in the brain that activate the destruction of myelin sheath and astrocytes, etc., and oligodendrocytes, the cells that wrap around your nerve fiber tracts to allow saltatory nerve conduction. Cell detox, glutathione, and gamma A+. So you can do quantitative testing. You can do T1 weighted MRI, look for myelination. You look at organic acids. You can look at neurotransmitters and platelets. You can do all kinds of functional tests, including quantitative electroencephalograms. Some people say, well, you can't measure that. You can't tell me that, Dr. Deagle. They're just wrong, including looking at your spinal tap and looking at the specific banding patterns. So they don't know what I know, and that's just an ugly fact. And if you listen, I'll train you, whether you're a health professional or a patient, that wants to know more about your illness. Varicose veins. What are varicose veins? There's a genetic weakness in the elastin in the vein. And to correct that, you need Vein Away, Ultrasymon B1, Power C+, Collagen Max, and you need Copper Regenimax, because copper is a primary mineral that's deficient that regulates elastin production. Vein Away. And in advance, we add Omega Supreme Pro, Cell Detox, Glutathione, and Gamma A Plus to stop the free radicals, because if there's free radical damage. And then the next day, just add Simethyl, acetinazole, methionine. And Simethyl actually recreates the normal methylation index of the blood vessel wall, because you replace those endothelial cells every 4 days. So if your endothelial cell wall is weakened and your elastin is not high enough, it's going to stretch and eventually you're going to get a varicosity. So, back in a moment, your questions, 800-313-9443.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Welcome back, and I managed to track down Dr. Ron Klatz, who's traveling about 10 past the hour in hour number two. We're going to be connecting with him because he is a contributor to the 10-point plan, along with the senior members of the Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine, Dr. Bart Goldman, who actually knows Donald Trump and has for 35-plus years. So, by the way, Dr. Goldman knows the fact that Donald actually goes to one of our anti-aging clinics in New York, so that's affiliated with the Academy. So that's part of the reason why he's such a energizer bunny, is because he's getting help along with the head quarterback of the Patriots. So you have to understand, if you're not using our anti-aging technologies, you're going to slow down and you're going to get health problems. You're not going to be able to keep up. So that's exciting to be able to get Dr. Ron. So he'll be on in about 15 minutes. So I'm going to continue with our protocols here. Dealing with things like vascular disease, it's quite interesting. Now, we have VenaWay, which is diosmin, and it interferes directly. There's various molecules like nobilitin and so on extracted from plants, but the extract called diosmin of the right nanoparticle size directly blocks what's called the natriuretic peptidase. Now, that natriuretic peptidase is an enzyme that when it's destroyed, you lose the ability to protect your blood vessel walls. And every 4 days, your endothelial cell lining walls are actually changed. Your body changes them over pretty quickly. If there's dismethylation or there's damage or oxidative stress to the vessel wall, you end up with plaque, you end up with a loss of the normal metabolism, and you lose also what's called a peristaltic nitrogen oxide-linked contraction of the vessel that actually pumps up to 70% of your blood around your body to the periphery from your heart, carrying nutrients and oxygen to the tissue. So we now know the drugs now, for example, like Entresto that has sacubitril, this basically, this drug is trying to simulate what we have in natural molecules like ultrathiamine B1 and diosmin that prevent the destruction of the natriuretic peptidase that actually protects your vessel wall. And those drugs are very expensive. A lot of people can't afford them. Therefore, we give them alternatives. And we have a number of people that have heart failure that take my protocols and can't get the drug or afford it, and they're doing fine. They're making tremendous progress, or their heart condition is stabilized, and they're not dying now. That's a big deal. So you need to be aware that there's lots of nutraceuticals that are far superior. For example, I never recommend for heart patients that they take calcium channel blockers, beta blockers, or amiodarone. These are very bad drugs. There's lots of alternatives. There's hydralazine, which is a vasodilator. There's diuretics, hydrochlorothiazide, spironolactone, Lasix. There's ACE receptor blockers, which I find superior to ACE, because angiotensin-converting enzymes actually give you a capitan cough, and if you start coughing, it's because your levels of bradykinin and neurotenins increase, because it blocks the degradation of them, and you can end up with a, we call a capitan cough syndrome. We have a lot of people that suffer from things like pruritus. They have an allergic reaction to, say, a food or a reaction to a drug. We want to use things to get rid of histamine, Allergan, Allerblock to block it, Power-C Plus, and topical DHA and pregnenolone. And if you're dealing with an infection, we have our triple threat. Nutrisilver, amazing, nothing to compare anywhere on the planet to this. This is not a colloidal or nanoparticle silver. It is basically angstrom silver attached to hydrogen in an envelope of enzymatic liposomes. There's nothing to compare. Neutrodyne, the only monoatomic tesla-activated iodine on the planet. Edgar Cayce prophesied we have it. We're the only ones on the earth. Allison Med, 200 milligrams more Allison than Peter Jostling's Allison at less than half the price. Our Nutrimune 26Y NutriDefense, which I designed, nobody else has it, to block all viruses and bacteria. So if you want to stay well, take NutriMeds only. Back in a minute.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.